Well, it costs around $14,000.
But do you have an Airstream?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yes, a big one. Four rooms.
In an Airstream?
Yeah.
With rooms?
Sure.
Four rooms. Bathroom?
Oh, yes, a bathroom, hot and cold water, oil burner, four rooms, and a carpet floor from end to end.
Who'd you buy it from, Colin?
No, I bought it in the States from a fellow.
From a dealer down there?
He was in the Army, you know.
Yeah.
And I had a chance to get it, so I bought it.
Right. How long was it?
I think around 58 feet.
Well, that's not a trailer. That's a mobile home.
Yes, that's what it is, sir.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for calling, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
See you again.
Bye-bye.
That's a darn good tip if you haven't got baffles in your water tank. One of the things, incidentally, look for when you are buying that trailer, find out what is in the water tank. You know, to keep the water from splashing back and forth, that kind of thing. Hi.
Hello, I'm just phoning to say that my favorite campsite is Fish Creek Pond.
Everybody's favorite campsite is Fish Creek Pond.
It's very nice there. I've been to some of them in Quebec, and I find that you get your campsite, and when you wake up in the morning, you've got about six other tents.
Yeah, like Plattsburgh.
Yeah. Where Fish Creek, you have your own private little beach, and... Have you ever seen Meacham?
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
It's just so darn far out till you get into any water that's over your ankles.
Yeah.
It's a long walk out.
Yeah. Well, Fish Creek, too, eh?
Yeah. Of course, that's good for kiddies, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, this is what you want.
Right.
The main beach where the water's deeper and you can dive and everything.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for calling.
All right.
Very much. Bye.
Bye.
We were talking about that thing by Brooke Benton. Hang on a sec. I want to play it for you because it's a honey of a record.
The fate of the world depends on salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper?
Defenders of justice.
Salt and pepper?
Saviors of the kingdom.
Charlie Salt and Christopher Pepper?
Heroes who held the fate of the world in their hands.
And then...
dropped it. Sammy Davis Jr. and Peter Lawford star as Salt and Pepper. Discotheque owners with an eye for topless croupiers. And bottomless adventure.
I saw a movie once where two guys went into a barber shop, sat down in the chair.
Don't tell me the ending.
They were just sitting.
Salt and Pepper are into big stuff.
Salt and Pepper, starring Sammy Davis Jr. and Peter Lawford.
In color from United Artists, a Trans-America corporation.
Salt and Pepper. Together, they are
unshakable.
Salt and Pepper is now showing at the Odeon Place du Canada, entrance via the Chateau Champlain.
I played this thing yesterday, and you'd be amazed the number of people who called and said, hey, what is it? So we thought we might try it on again for your approval and consideration. Brooke Benton and a couple of San Francisco songs.
I left my heart in San Francisco. If you're going to San Francisco,
kind of pretty, isn't it? That's Brooke Benton, and it's called the San Francisco Medley for obvious reasons. GM time is 24 minutes to 1 o'clock.
The ChargeX credit card. It buys almost anything.
Chicklets!
Chicklets are so nice.
So friendly up with chicklets.
Sparkles up your breath.
Chicklets tingle up your mouth and sparkle up your breath.
Chicklets!
Phone number is 790-0411. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
Bill Robert?
Yeah.
In regards to this fellow called here a little while ago about the trailer, you know?
Yeah.
I was wondering where he got the idea that the water would shake the trailer.
I don't know.
Because I'm a trailerite myself, and I just have to come home for lunch and heard this.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm an Airstreamer.
Yeah. There's a difference, you know.
Oh, but if he's got the torsion bars on, the water won't make any difference in his trailer.
Well, one of the things that always amazes me is some of the hitches people pull trailers with.
Well, agreed, yeah, because there is some of them. I have a fellow up the street, he's using just a ball, but they don't get to the right people, people who put out these equipment for trailers and so on.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand why this fellow would say about water itself, even if it had to be a heck of a big amount to make a trailer shake and if it's under torsion.